Good morning. Today is the 47th day of the Omer. If you haven't counted as yet, please do so during daylight hours. Just a friendly reminder that we learn Mishnayos every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're in Masechta Parah. We are in the 8th Perek, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So we have been discussing the understanding about how this water is drawn and prepared. We determined that the water has to come from Mayim Chaim. It has to come from a spring. And then we add the ash to it. But during the process of transporting the water, we have to make sure that A, there's no Hesach Hadas, and B, that no complete activity comes in and intervenes. So now the Mishnah says, Shnaim Shayu Shomer Mesa Shokas. What if I have two people who are watching the water that was drawn, right? And Nitma Echad Mehem, and one of them becomes Tamei. So we said, in this situation, Ksherim, they are both, the water is going to continue to be kosher. Mepnei Shem Bershuso Shosheni. So during the time that things were going on, it was in the Rishus, it was in the possession of the second guy. Tar, v'nit masheni, what happens if the first guy becomes tar, and now the second guy becomes tamei? So ksherim, again, the water will stay kosher, m'nei shein b'rshuso shosheni, because there, I'm sorry, m'nei shein b'rshuso shorishon, the second guy may be tamei, but when the second guy was tamei, the first guy was tar, and the water will be under the watch of the tar guy. Nit mushneim ke'achad, but if both of them were tamei at the same time, psulim, so then the water is going to be pasul. Now, as echad mei malacha, similarly, if one of them had completed a complete malacha, which normally would invalidate par aduma water if there was no second guy, ksherim, but this time it'll be kosher, mnei shem b'rshuso shosheni, because we assume that the water is going to stay in the domain of the second guy. Now, amad, v'asa asheni malacha, if the first guy stops and the second guy completes a malacha, ksherim, the water will still stay kosher. Mnei shem b'rshuso shorishon, because the water at that time was in the hands of the first guy. Asu shneim ke'echad, but if both of them do the activity at once, psulim, so then the water is going to be no good. Hamakadish mechatas, the person who goes ahead and is trying to sanctify, to add the ashes into the water that you drew, lo yinolas asandal, he should not wear shoes. And why is that? Shimnaflu mashkin ala sandal, if liquid falls on the shoes, excuse me, the Mishnah says, nitma, right, the water will become tameh, vitimu, and then because he's wearing the shoe, so then he's going to become tameh. Hari Omer, it's as if we say, mitamecha lo timuni ve'ata tameh sani, that which contaminated you, namely the water, it can contaminate a garment, it cannot contaminate the human being, but the garment being on the human being can go ahead and contaminate the human being. Mitamecha lo timuni, the thing that made you tameh didn't make me tameh, but you made me tameh in the process. Nafal mashkin al basaro, what happens if the liquid falls on him? Sator. Right? So he's going to be tar. Naflu oksuso, but if it falls on his garment, then nitmeis v'timatu, the garment becomes tamei with the paraduma water, and in turn it goes ahead and makes him tamei. Hareza omer mitamecha lo timuni ve'ata tamei sani. That's also like saying, the thing that made you tamei, right, doesn't make me tamei, but you made me tamei within the process. Got to be careful about those things, because it can cause great damage to us. Just not directly, but indirectly as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have an amazing, wonderful, fantastic day, and Shabbos as well.